You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're learning the facts of life.
Leave the piano right there. It's the perfect spot for it.
Well, how do you like my tree?
What are bananas doing on a palm tree?
The bird needed something to sit on.
Besides, I wanted a splash of color.
You want color?
Shoot the bird.
Mrs. Garrett, do I have to work in an atmosphere of constant criticism?
Why not? I do, every time I serve liver and onions. Oh, don't worry, Blair. Your scenery will look like a tropical paradise.
Of course it will. After all, I have been to Hawaii 6 times.
Well, just remember, South Pacific takes place at a naval base, not the Honolulu Hilton.
Oh, these school musicals always make me feel like I missed my calling. Maybe I should have given it a shot on the Great White Way. You know, there's no business like show. Business like no business like...
I know. My mother's been singing that to me over the phone for the past 2 weeks. She is obsessed with me playing the lead in South Pacific.
You'd make a terrific Nellie Forbush.
Mrs. Garrett, bite your tongue. I don't want the part. I'll be lucky if I make it through the audition.
I'm sorry I'm so late, but I was working on my biology report. The life cycle of a fruit fly.
Have you decided what part you want, Tootie?
She's not trying out for anything this time.
Yeah, I've just got too much studying to do.
That'll be a first. An Eastland production without Tootie Ramsey in the lead.
Can I help it if my reviews say I'm dazzling and fun to watch?
That's sparkling and a joy to watch. I know, I wrote it. Maybe it was after your triumph in Annie Get Your Gun.
No, it was Blanche in Streetcar Named Desire. But who all remembers?
Well, that's one way to become a star. Have your best friend write your review.
Hey, Jill, why don't you try out for something this year?
No way. I'm not going to stand up here and make a fool of myself.
But you do it so well.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Downs.
Are we ready?
I think so, Miss Downs.
All right, here's the cast of characters and the sign-up sheet. Now, we can put you at a table over... there, yes.
Miss Downs, what do you think? I'm making 18 more just like it.
Oh, it's lovely, dear. But your bird just hatched a bunch of bananas.
Tootie, I need to talk to you. Over here. Tootie, this audition is gonna kill me.
Relax. Tension makes you sing off key.
I need a drink.
No milk. Never drink milk before you sing. It makes phlegm. No chocolate. Never chocolate. It clogs your pipes.
No milk, no cookies, and people want to do this for a living?
Girls, hold it down. The auditions are about to begin.
Tootie, don't leave me.
Natalie, I'm not going anywhere. Relax, girl.
Tootie, I'm so glad you changed your mind about auditioning.
Oh, I didn't. I'm just here for moral support.
Oh, but the play needs you. You can't let us down.
I'm sorry, Nancy, but I can't.
Okay. First audition. Natalie Green.
That's you.
Does it have to be?
Natalie?
Come on, Nat. Go ahead. Break a leg.
I should be so lucky.
Hmm.
Whenever you're ready, Natalie.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
Thank you, Natalie. Now see Mrs. Garrett and tell her what roles you're interested in playing.
I want to play the lead. I want to play Nellie Forbush.
Fine. See Mrs. Garrett.
I want to play Nellie Forbush, Mrs. Garrett.
Uh-huh. And who else?
Nobody else. I was born to play Nellie Forbush.
Well, I thought you were auditioning just to make your mother happy.
That's what I wanted you to think. That's what I wanted them to think.
Them? Who?
The Fates, the Fates. We have this adversary relationship. They're out to get me.
Oh, Natalie, I think the Fates have bigger fish to fry.
Mrs. Garrett, every time I want something, somewhere in the universe, a door slams. But I fooled them this time. I said I didn't want the part. I'm gonna get it for sure.
Easy on the Oreos, you'll spoil your lunch.
I'm not hungry anyway.
Natalie, how can I say this? You know, there's a saying, there's a broken heart for every light on Broadway. Well, I'm afraid that goes for Peekskill, too.
Are you delicately trying to tell me that Tootie got the part of Nellie Forbush? Don't bother, Mrs. Garrett. Tootie started singing at 10:30. At 10:31, the entire state of New York knew she had the part.
Natalie, there's still a lot of good parts available.
What, Sailor Number 3?
Natalie, a good actress is willing to...
Mrs. Garrett, I don't want to be a good actress. I want to be a star. Hi, Nat. Oh, hello. Natalie, I think we better talk about this.
Why don't I leave you two girls alone? Don't worry about setting up for lunch. We'll make do without you, huh?
You really wanted that part, didn't you? What makes you say that? Well, after I got through singing, when everyone else applauded, you put your fist through Blair's palm tree. I was jumping for joy and I tripped. Nat, I had no idea that getting this part was so important to you. I know you didn't. Nobody did. Tootie, I wanted that part so badly that every night for 2 weeks I've been down in the basement practicing my singing. Was that you? I thought we had air in the pipes. It was me, singing my pitiful little heart out.
Nat, if only I'd known.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
I know. It was just a misunderstanding.
A silly misunderstanding.
A terrible misunderstanding.
Nat, is there anything I could do to make this up to you?
Quit the play.
Is there anything else?
Look, you asked and I told you.
Oh, come on, be reasonable.
I am being reasonable. You shouldn't have auditioned in the first place.
I had no choice. Those girls practically pissed me on stage.
You could have pushed back.
Nat, I didn't know you wanted the part.
Look, I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but I'm begging you, quit the play.
Nat, that's not fair.
Tootie, if you were really my friend, you'd do this for me.
If you were really my friend, you wouldn't ask me to do it.
How are you coming with the coconuts, Joe?
slow. This stuff is hard to get out. Maybe we should call Roto-Rooter.
Just keep scraping. Oh, and listen. When you lower the moon in Act One, could you lower it slower? The last time you did it, it looked like when worlds collide.
Scrape the coconuts. Lower the moon. I gotta get out of show business.
There, how are you doing with the scenery?
I'm not sure.
What is it?
It's a hibiscus bush. What does it look like?
A killer Brussels sprout.
Don't feel badly, Blair. Only God can make a tree.
I can't wait for opening night and closing night.
Me too. Ever since Tootie beat Natalie out for the lead, they've been unbearable. They're always sniping at each other.
Yeah, they throw insults around like frisbees.
Mrs. Garrett, do you have any idea what it's like living with two people who are constantly at each other's throats?
I have some idea.
That's different, Mrs. Garrett. We hate each other's guts. Natalie and Tootie are best friends. Mrs. Garrett, I think it's time you stuck your nose into this one.
She means do something, Mrs. Garrett, please.
Oh, no, they're gonna have to sweat this one out themselves.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Nat.
Hi, Natalie.
Natalie, what are you doing here?
Oh, should I leave? I mean, I know they don't want me on stage, but I didn't think you'd mind me being backstage.
Come on, Natalie. You can stick around as long as you like.
Thanks.
Come on, Joe. Help me wheel this over to the costume department.
Brenda, darling, your piano playing sounds really full, but could you lighten it up a little? The arpeggios are giving me a headache. Are you ready, Tootie? Right. Let's try the song. Now, Tootie, remember, the man you love is missing in action. He may be wounded, he may be dead, and you've never told him how you feel. Hit it, Brenda.
Excuse me, Natalie, I need to take this bush on stage.
Oh, I'll take it for you, Blair. Paint.
When you find your true love, when you feel him call you across a crowded room, then...
Hey! Oh, were you back there? I'm sorry, I didn't see you. This is Blair's hibiscus bush, Miss Downs.
Yes, thank you, Natalie.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, Tootie, try it again. Brenda.
Some enchanted evening, when you meet your true love.
That's fine, Miss Downs, when you find your true love.
Thank you, Natalie. All right, Tootie, one more time. Now, remember your motivation. Let's see the pain and the anguish. Brenda.
Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love.
Excuse me, Miss Downs, are you hearing the anguish? I'm not hearing the anguish.
Get off the stage, Natalie. Again. Brenda. Oh, cut that out. Just start.
Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel him call you across a crowded room. Make him your own.
Or I'll do you.
What?
Whoops, they dropped.
Miss Downs, I have to talk to Natalie for a minute.
All right, dear, take 5. Take 10. Take as long as you need.
Natalie, I'm not going to take any more of this.
Any more of what?
You're sabotage.
Sabotage? What's sabotage?
I bet you were the one who put pine salt in my prop shampoo bottle. While I washed that man right out of my hair, I could have scrubbed the sink, too.
The yellow one was your shampoo bottle? What a silly mix-up. I guess that means Mrs. Garrett was sassooning the kitchen floor.
Don't play innocent with me, Natalie. It's just killing you that I've got the lead in the play. You're just a sore loser.
I am not.
What's that? That tree is still wet.
You're a hyper-competitive person.
I am a mellow and easygoing gal. You're the one that's always got to be the center of attention, always clawing your way up to the spotlight.
Couldn't you two just duel at dawn?
I didn't even know you wanted the stupid part.
Well, you do now, and if it's so stupid, why don't you just give it up?
All right, Natalie. I'll give up the part if what you want is charity.
Charity's fine.
It'll give me a chance to show I was better than you all along. Of course, there is one little problem. If I gave up the part, what makes you so sure you'd get it? 12 girls auditioned. Maybe you weren't number 2. Maybe you were number 12.
You little creep.
Would you watch out for that?
No, you watch out for it.
Don't hurt my baby Paul.
Who cares about your baby Paul?
Hey, hey, Nat, cool it. Nice girls don't throw trees.
All right, what's going on here?
Natalie broke my palm frond. If this thing dies, it's on your head.
All right, girls, I think the time has come for me to stick my nose into this.
Tootie, we need you.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Garrett, but I'm needed on stage.
Do you believe her? Everything's supposed to stop because she has to rehearse.
Well, Tootie is the star of the play.
Tootie's the star. Tootie's the star. I'm so sick of hearing that. I mean, who cares?
Hey, calm down, Natalie. Natalie, look at yourself. What do you see?
I see someone who would have made a great Nellie Forbush if it weren't for the insensitivity of a best friend.
Look a little deeper.
You're right. If it weren't for the treachery and betrayal of a so-called best friend.
Boy, are you jealous?
Don't be ridiculous.
You know, jealousy can do a weird thing to a person. It makes you walk all hunched over, and your face gets all pinched, and steam comes out of your ears.
No.
Well, they don't call it the green-eyed monster for nothing.
I'm telling you. I'm not jealous. I'm wounded.
Natalie, I know you're hurting, but I don't think you're going to feel any better unless you're honest about why you're hurting.
Hey, Nat, you got to get these feelings under control. You know what works best for me? Intense physical exercise. Run a few miles, lift a few weights, punch a brick wall.
Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love.
You know what works best for me? Revenge.
I see your wheels turning, and I don't like the direction that they're going in.
I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Joe, I'm feeling better already. And I'm going to feel like my old self a week from today.
You mean after the play opens?
Right. And after I write my review for the school newspaper of Tootie's disastrous performance.
Disastrous? Shouldn't you see it first?
No, of course. But I see my review going something like this. A bomb landed on Eastland last night as Tootie Ramsey turned South Pacific into another Pearl Harbor.
Where's the school newspaper?
Oh, it's not here yet.
Well, I can't wait all day. I'm between math and chemistry.
I'm just dying to see Natalie's review of the show.
No, you're not.
those 8 curtain calls tell you anything?
I can't put 8 curtain calls into my scrapbook. I want to see it in print.
Well, can't wait any longer. I'm going to be late for class.
I'll walk over with you.
Thank you for your help, Mrs. Garrett.
Sure, hon.
Bye, Judy.
Bye.
Don't you have to go to the library or something? I'll save the paper for you.
I've got time. I want to see the review.
Why? I mean, what's a review? One person's not so humble opinion. Go to the library, Tootie.
Joe, if Tootie wants to savor her review, why shouldn't she?
Mrs. Garrett, you don't savor an obituary.
What?
Tootie, don't let this throw you, but Natalie's gonna kill you in her review.
Why do you think that?
Because every time you leave the room, she starts cackling and scribbling in her reporter's notebook. She's been writing that bad review all week.
You mean even before she saw the show? Oh, she wouldn't do that.
She may be mad at me, but Natalie's an editor and a journalist and hot-headed and obsessed about this play. And anybody need a book, I'm going to the library.
Here you go. Hot off the presses. See ya.
Just a minute, Natalie. I'd like you to stay here while we read the review.
Do I have to?
Well, it would be wise, just in case it may need some clarification.
Natalie, what did you do here?
Let me see that.
She liked it. She even liked you.
You did? But after what Joe said, I thought you'd fry me.
Oh, I did. I said you were trite and hammy and too short for the part.
But it says here, as Nellie Forbush, Tootie Ramsey was delightful and charming and gave a whole new meaning to the word perky.
Thanks, Nat.
Don't thank me. My review never made the paper. I just couldn't print it.
Finally! They don't wait this long for reviews at Sardi's.
Nat, did you really hate me in the show? Tootie, I didn't even see it. I was too jealous.
You didn't even see it?
I'm sorry. I'm just not a big enough person. I'm working on it, but I'm just not there yet.
I think you're doing just fine, Natalie. You know, jealousy is one of those things that sneaks in there and eats away at you like tooth decay. So don't be too hard on yourself. Just keep brushing.
Are you still mad at me? Nah. Those were open auditions. And the only thing you did wrong was to be better than me and anybody else. Still friends?
You bet.
Now we can all relax. She's off her hit list.
Natalie, people kill for reviews like that. If you didn't write it, who did?
Listen to this. A special nod should go to scenic designer Blair Warner. Not since Gauguin had the South Seas been brought so vividly to life. Each hibiscus bush was a work of art. And the palm trees, with their delicately dying fronds, suggested the air of peril that accompanies an oncoming monsoon. The bananas on the palm trees were just one example of the painstaking attention paid to detail. Miss Warner's brilliant imagination and well-developed sense of
better get them right.